Good evening, I'm John Yang. Former President Donald Trump took to social media today to say he expects to be arrested Tuesday in New York, and with echoes of January 6th, called on supporters to protest. A spokesman later said Trump has no direct knowledge of an impending arrest or when it might happen. His attorney said the post was based on news reports. A spokesman for the Manhattan District Attorney's Office wouldn't comment, but New York officials have been discussing security at the Manhattan Criminal Court in case there is an indictment. The Manhattan prosecutor has been investigating payments during the 2016 campaign intended to buy the silence of several women who claim to have had extramarital sex with Trump, including adult film star Stormy Daniels. If indicted, Trump would be the first former president to be charged with a crime. Wyoming has become the first state in the country to categorically outlaw the use of abortion pills, the most common way to end a pregnancy in the United States. Wyoming's ban takes effect in July, pending any legal challenges. Several other states have introduced legislation to ban or restrict abortion pills. Medication abortion remains legal in more than half the country, but more than a dozen states limit its use. More demonstrations across France today as people protest the government's move to raise the country's retirement age from 62 to 64. Some demonstrators vandalized buildings and lit fires in the streets. Police deployed tear gas. In Paris, protests took the form of growing piles of trash in the streets as garbage collectors were on strike for the 13th straight day. A vote of no confidence in President Emmanuel Macron's government is expected early next week. A wartime deal that allows Ukrainian grain exports to safely travel the Black Sea was extended today, just as it was set to expire. It's the second renewal of the unprecedented deal. But it's not clear how long this extension will last. Ukraine claims it will be for another 120 days. Russia claims it's only for 60 days. Grain from Ukraine is an essential lifeline for impoverished countries suffering mass starvation. And March Madness is in full swing. Don't worry about spoilers. No major upsets in the basketball tournament so far today. But last night brought the biggest upset of the men's tournament when number 16 seed Fairleigh Dickinson defeated number 1 seed Purdue. It's only the second time in history that's happened. In the women's tournament, overwhelming favorite, the University of South Carolina, dominated in its first round game. They play again tomorrow. And in other college sports news, Brown University freshman Olivia Pichardo became the first woman ever to appear in a men's Division I baseball game when she pinch hit in the bottom of the ninth inning. Still to come on PBS News Weekend, the rising cost of veterinary care in America, and how female college athletes are navigating a world of endorsement and advertising deals.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.